Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday where Angel, I take time and answer some of the many questions you sent in to us. We've got a great bunch today, Angel, so let's just jump in.
All right, Joe, is it me or is life moving faster these days? As a kid, 3 months felt like an eternity, and now 3 months passes in the blink of an eye. Do you have any advice on how to slow life down and appreciate the moments?
Nope. I don't, because you got to think about this. As a Christian, you're going to live forever. You're going to live for eternity. When Jesus died for you, we became a Christian. We've been bought with a price. We are going to live forever. Here on earth, eventually we drop this body off, we get a new body. We're going to live in heaven forever. You understand forever? It's not a billion years. It's a zillion, billion, trillion, you don't have a number. Time will cease to exist when we go to heaven. God created time for us living on this earth, but there'll come a day where time will cease to exist. We go back to eternity. What is that? It's called eternity. We're going to live forever. So people say, did it bother you getting older? No, because I'm going to live forever. And people think I'm joking. I'm very serious. Does it not bother you getting older? No, I love getting older. I used to be 20. I was a doofus at 20. I was a bigger doofus at 30. I'm getting better. I like living to be old. And so we're going to live for eternity. So enjoy the process. Enjoy the journey. Quit wasting time worrying about what you can't change or going into your past. The devil's accuser of the brethren. He's always wanting to take you into your past. I don't live in the past. God's in my future. God's mercy is brand new in the morning, not yesterday. So get excited. Tomorrow's going to be better than today. Next week will be better than this week. Next month will be better than this month. We're going from faith to faith and glory to glory. And that's what the Bible says.
And it does seem like time is moving a lot faster. I remember when I was a kid, it seemed like summer lasted forever.
Yeah, I know, man. It was awesome.
And now it seems like it's a week long. So I get it. I get it. I mean, and you know, when you're a kid, I remember because I was raised in the South. If I went to someplace, I would think back to those childhood days and I'd see a hill and I would think it was just really big and everything. Then you go back and visit it later and you go,
I remember that hill being a whole lot bigger than
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So,
I used to ride a sled down that hill. That lasts forever. No, you just thought it did.
Yeah. So, you know, your responsibilities, time, things are going very, very quickly, clipping along very, very quickly. So,
well, for 5,000 years, nothing changed on this planet. About 120 years ago, we invented a lot of stuff, electricity, automobiles, interstate, things sped up. We entered the last days. Mm-hmm. In the last days, perilous times will come, but in the last days, God said, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. We live in the greatest day of human history. I don't care how much speed's going on, internet, TV, cell phones, it's still God's still God. He's still on the throne. He hasn't fallen off, and he's not backlogged. So he still orders our steps and directs our paths. We're still in God's hands. It's a great time to be alive.
And honestly, I just think sometimes you just have to unplug.
Ooh.
Just like yesterday, I just went and sat outside for about 45 minutes, and it was so peaceful.
Yes.
And just didn't say much, just kind of talked a little bit, but just mostly just sat there and enjoyed the beautiful day that it was. And so sometimes you're just going to have to force yourself to take time to do that.
Be still and know that I'm God.
That is true. Joe, my kids are in college and out of the house. There are so many things I wish I would have done differently, but I truly did try my best. How do you get over the guilt of feeling like you could have done better as a parent?
You roll your cares over on God, for he cares for you. You can't change your past. Don't ever let the devil take you in your past. I don't have a time machine. I can't go back. I can't change a thing. So I can't waste time feeling sorry for it. Would you have done different? Well, not what I know now, I probably wouldn't have. But at the time, I did what I thought was best. At that time, I did what I thought was best. Nobody gets up, hey, God, can you help me do stupid today? I really like to do like 12 stupid things today. Could you help me do stupid today? Nobody prays that. Nobody tries to do stupid. Nobody tries to mess up. Every day we get up, we're trying to do what's right. But sometimes we don't. And so we don't have a time machine. We can't go back and change it. So what's new? Well, God's mercy is new in the morning. Tomorrow's going to be a better day than today. Next week will be a better week than this week. We're going from faith to faith and glory to glory. We're going forward, not going backward. So don't let the devil or a family member take you into your past. They're just trying to make you feel guilty. That's what the devil does. He tries to make you feel guilty. He can't do that unless he takes you into your path. No, I'm going forward. God's mercy is brand new in the morning. It's going to be a better day tomorrow. I'm going to do better next week. I'm going to be better at my job, better as a spouse, better as a parent. I'm going to be better. I'm going from faith to faith and glory to glory. I'm not going to feel guilty about anything.
Yeah, and you're going to make mistakes. Everybody does. I was telling somebody yesterday, my kids will say this to this day. Remember that year all we ate was spaghetti for a year? And I said, that never happened. They say, well, it felt like it.
Yeah.
Well, it may have felt like it, but it never happened. And it's just so funny, you know. I tease my kids and say, you know, if I had to do it over, the minute you were born, I would have started a separate fund for the future counseling you're going to need to get over what I taught you.
That's good.
So anyway, we're going to make mistakes, and guilt and condemnation, that, like Joe said, that's from the devil. So what we have to do is just focus on what we did right, apologize for what we did wrong.
That's it. And
just love them through it, because there's only been one perfect parent. And we are not that.
Nope.
So, I mean, you're going to make mistakes. Having a child usually means you've birthed guilt at the same time.
So relax. Enjoy life.
Yes. Plus, it's just a weird time when your kids leave and go to college. That empty nest thing is something to deal with. You got too much time on your hands, Mama. I can tell you that was I did not like that season. That was hard. Joe and Angel, you both give so much to us with the podcast, devotionals, and videos, but I want to know what we, the listeners, can do for you. You always ask us to tell you what we need prayer for, but I want you to let us know what you need prayer for. You're always there for us, but we are here for you too. Well, that is a very thoughtful.
That's very nice.
I would say that we do need your prayers.
Yes.
Prayers for protection. And we are believing God for opening new doors of some new opportunities for new churches and new places to go.
Yes.
And new families to minister to.
Yes.
We also would like you to pray for an increase in our finances.
Yes.
So that we can be more effective wherever we go. And we can just really make a difference.
Everything we do in ministry costs money. And that seems sort of foreign to some people. Everything we do takes money. And it takes money to get up, put gas in your car, buy food, turn the electricity on, run the vacuum cleaner. And so it takes ministry money to have a ministry like this. I mean, it's phenomenal. The amount of people we're reaching is just incredible through our podcast. Angel came up with the idea about 3 years ago about doing podcasts. I didn't know what a podcast was, but, man, we reached, I think, in December of last year, 2.5 million people in 1 month. I tried my whole life not reach 2.5 million people, but electronically, and we can. We can sit in the studio, man, we go around the world. We get letters from people around overseas, places we've never been. We're able to reach a lot of people with these podcasts. Well, if we didn't have partners, we couldn't do podcasts. We would not have this equipment. We wouldn't have this studio. You, our partners, help that happen. So we appreciate your prayer, but also appreciate your financial support. Both those things enable us to do what we're doing today. Without those things, we couldn't be doing this.
And we're not like a church. You know, we don't have people tithing to us every week, as we shouldn't, because that's for the local church.
That's right.
But so
you tithe to a local church, not to ministers.
Yeah, and so But what we do is appreciate the giving that you believe in families. And,
And
sometimes you need to give for your family. Just sow some seed and say, listen, my family needs healing or help in that. So those are the things that we really wish you would agree with us with and support us. And and your love and kindness, we appreciate more than you know.
Yes.
Pass the podcast on to other people to listen
to
as well.
Yes.
So we love you guys. Hope you have a great week.
Thank you, guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.